This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. The prospect of single-payer health care in the state of Vermont is no more, at least for now. Governor Peter Shumlin announced yesterday he is backing away from his signature policy push that would have made Vermont the first state in the nation with a publicly financed health care system overseen by state government. But the governor now says the taxes required to pay for such a system would simply be too much for Vermont to bear. Governor Shumlin is here in the VPR studios to talk with us about his decision and what comes next. Governor, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
You said yesterday that your decision not to continue with single payer right now was, as you put it, difficult and disappointing. Help Vermonters understand exactly why you made it.
Well, you know, my dream has been to move to a more sensible healthcare system where healthcare is a right, not a privilege, where you have it because you're a resident of Vermont, not because how wealthy you might be or lucky you might be. And that's the way it should be for the country. And let's not forget, when you turn 65 in this country, you qualify for a single-payer government finance system. I wanted to do it in Vermont. We have been working very hard on this for as long as I've been governor. We've been getting numbers back for the last couple of weeks. But really, we've done the most exhaustive drill into how this would actually work of any state in the nation. And unfortunately, because of headwinds that we're facing right now, the financing package, frankly, the 11.5% payroll tax, the 9.5% income tax at the top, without allowing even for a phase-in for small businesses that aren't paying anything right now, would be too disruptive to Vermont's economy. And I can't recommend that we go forward at this time. So obviously, it's a huge disappointment to me, huge disappointment to so many who have worked so hard for single payer. But our time will come. This is the right thing to do. There are a number of factors that make it more difficult now than it would have been 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm convinced that if we can contain cost, take some other steps to help us take care of the uninsured, to move to a more sensible, affordable system, that we can eventually move to a publicly financed system.
So even if it's not possible financially right now, you're saying at some point in the future, perhaps?
There's no question in my mind that this is the sensible way to do healthcare, not only for Vermont, but for America. And I've always believed that. What I find really discouraging is that financially, it's very difficult for this little state to do it right now. Now, what's changed? Why is that? What has changed since we modeled this 3 years ago and began this conversation 4 years ago is the federal reimbursement that we're currently getting for health care is lower than we thought by about $150 million. Second, because our economy is growing more slowly than all the economists told us it would a few years ago, any revenue that you raise doesn't raise as much as it would in a more robust recovery. And third, because of the tight budgets, we were hoping to close the Medicaid and Medicare funding gap by 3% a year. We've been unable to do that. So we have to make all of that up in one big leap as we move to public financing. But the biggest challenge is that the federal funding that we currently use to support the healthcare system in Vermont isn't as robust as we had hoped we were going to get from the feds.
And these are these fiscal headwinds that you're talking about.
That's right.
But there have been a lot of people who've been saying for months, 3+ years, that this program would simply be prohibitively expensive for the state of Vermont. So why is your administration just figuring this out right now and making this announcement now?
Well, let's remember that a lot of the people who have been saying it can't be done are the people who have always been against publicly financed single-payer health care. So we knew we had our opponents. But the challenge for us was to actually do the work that Act 48 required, which took an extraordinary team coming together to come up with the smartest way that we thought we could do this and then send it out to our economists who came back and said, this will work, this won't work. Don't forget, I've said 100 times, if not 1,000, I will not push send unless a publicly financed system right now grows jobs, grows economic opportunity, and helps our state in a state where folks are struggling to pay their bills. I think logical people would conclude that it should work, that if you're in a system where you have some people that pay, a lot of people who don't, and the folks who don't pay get paid for by the folks who do, that you could move to a fairer, more reasonable system. So the premium system's, you know, not exactly fair either. That's what we're trying to move from. This discouraging part is that because of the slow economy, the federal reimbursement, and other factors, it's more difficult to do now than it would have been probably a few years ago, or certainly based on the numbers we had a few years ago. And I think that it will be going forward when we curb the cost of healthcare spending. Listen, the biggest thing that's holding us back as an economy, not only in Vermont but America, is that healthcare spending is going up faster than our incomes. That's what's hurting the middle class more than anything. We have to figure out ways to contain costs. And Vermont's having a conversation on cost containment that isn't happening anywhere else in America, where we really move our whole system from one that reimburses for quantity, fee for service, to one that moves to quality reimbursements. And if we can get that right, I believe a publicly financed system will be more affordable.
I want to stay on the timing issue and the process for a moment, because a lot of folks have complained about a lack of transparency in this entire process. Your administration missed two deadlines to release a funding plan, and you asked people to go to the polls and vote for you, or other people may have voted against you based on this issue, without all the information. What do you say to people who feel that they were misled or betrayed by the way this is rolled out?
Nobody has been misled and nobody has been betrayed. We just got the information this week that we needed to make the judgment. Had we had the information earlier, we would have shared it with Vermonters earlier. We have no interest in hiding anything from Vermonters. This is very hard work. What we've been asked to do is the toughest public policy work that I've ever done on any issue, and I suspect we've done more work on single payer than any governor, any government in America. So it's very complex to move a multi-billion dollar healthcare system that's 20% of your economy from premiums to a publicly financed system. That there's an invention process there that really requires all hands on deck. We hired the folks. We put the team in place. We got the data back. I got this information on Friday, the latest numbers. I asked us to drill down to it to make sure it was accurate. On Monday, when they were still accurate, I said, we've got to share this with Vermonters. I don't think you can ask for a more transparent process than that.
So to your mind, you couldn't have released this information sooner?
How could have we if we didn't have it?
You won the popular vote in November by a very close margin. I'm wondering if the outcome of that vote had anything to do with your decision to back away from single payer right now.
It really had nothing to do with politics. This is about policy. I very much wanted to move to a publicly financed single payer system. I've been very open with Vermonters about that. I've had a lot of support in that notion. I also have to responsibly only recommend that we go to a public finance system if it's going to help Vermont economically. I think anyone that sees what can only be described as the pretty eye-popping numbers that came back for the system that we wanted to put in place, that now is not the time responsibly to do that. So as governor, I've got to make policy decisions based upon what's best for Vermont. I will let the pundits deal with the politics.
Let's talk about some of those policy decisions now. Now that single payer is on the shelf, at least for the time being, what kind of reforms do you envision to try to meet the goals that you set out earlier?
Well, I made a number of recommendations yesterday, but the first and most important is we've got to figure out how we can spend less money on healthcare for better outcomes. We're on track to really make a difference there, to be the first state that moves from a quantity-driven system to a quality-driven system. Second, there's some changes that we're going to ask the legislature to make in terms of strengthening the authority of the Green Mountain Healthcare Board, of ensuring that we start to close the gap of Medicaid and Medicare funding. You know, why should providers be working for 40 cents on the dollar for one customer and a dollar for the dollar every once in a while for another customer? Third, we want to make some real changes in the way we use healthcare technology to strengthen that to help us contain cost. But finally, what I'm saying to folks who've worked so hard for us on single payer is, let's think of all the other ways that we can come together now to help us set the stage to move to the vision for healthcare that we all know is right.
Do you see single payer in the near future, anytime in the state of Vermont?
I think we will get a single payer healthcare plan not only in Vermont, but eventually in America. Every other industrial nation has figured out how to do this, and there's no reason why America won't someday too. We do it now if you're lucky enough to be 65 years old. So the question obviously is, why are we not doing this as a nation? And it's much tougher for a state to do it, but I will continue to pursue policies that put us on track for a more sensible, affordable healthcare system where it's a right and not a privilege as it is under the current system. I'm incredibly disappointed that we can't get there right now, but I do believe that if we can contain cost, find ways to spend less money, we can move from the system we've got, the way we pay for it, to a more sensible one. Let's not forget, we're going to spend the money anyway. We're just going to do it through the broken premium system that we're used to, as opposed to the publicly financed one that we're not able to get to right now, but our time will come.
We've been speaking with Governor Peter Shumlin about his decision not to pursue a single-payer health care system in Vermont right now. Governor, thank you so much for making the time.
Thanks for having me.